Today, in a German courtroom, Americans who lost loved ones in the September 11th attacks described their pain and anger. They are co-plaintiffs in the trial of Moroccan Munir El Moutassadik, who is charged with being an accessory to more than 3,000 murders. His defense team says he didn't know of the attacks, but the attorneys say they can't prove his innocence because the U.S. and German governments are withholding crucial information. From Hamburg, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Five Americans who lost family on September 11th sat directly opposite Munir El Moutassadik, the man on trial. Under German law, family members of victims and their lawyers are permitted to ask questions, access documents, and testify, even before sentencing. Today, El Moutassadik watched with a steady, blank expression as the Americans told the court how much it hurts to imagine how their loved ones died. Later, outside the court, Maureen Fanning held up her husband's dress uniform. He was a well-decorated battalion chief with the New York City firefighters.
You know, my husband was extremely humble, though. Most people had no idea of what he was doing in terms of domestic preparedness for terrorism and his medals. He just was a very regular guy. He was a cup of coffee in his hand and hi to little girls and boys in the neighborhood.
Fanning and other family members have no first-hand knowledge of El Moutassadik's alleged role in the plot. But in the courtroom, Fanning called the defendant a murderer who should be put away for life. The lead judge reprimanded her with a reminder that the court has not yet decided whether he is guilty. El Moutassadik is accused of being an accessory to murder in part because he helped several of the hijackers transfer money out of Germany. He has admitted knowing some of the 9/11 hijackers and admitted attending Islamic military training in Afghanistan. But he says he knew nothing about the attacks. El Moutassadik's lawyer, Hans Leistritz, says the evidence presented since the trial started in October is only circumstantial.
We've heard from a lot of people, but in my opinion, no one could actually say our client, Mr. Moutassadik, was involved in the attacks or in preparing the attacks. The big problem is we cannot get our most important witness.
That would be Ramzi bin al-Shib, a man allegedly deeply involved in planning the attacks. Leistritz says bin al-Shib could corroborate El Moutassadik's claims of ignorance. But bin al-Shib is in the custody of the CIA, which has turned down requests to have him testify. German prosecutors have seen a summary of bin al-Shib's CIA interrogation, but the defense has not. Again, El Moutassadik's lawyer, Hans Leistritz.
Mr. Moutassadik is, of course, frustrated. This is horrible for him. He is sure if Mr. bin al-Shib could testify, that could prove his innocence. As a defense lawyer, I can only say we have to face the fact that a fair trial is impossible.
Leistritz is appealing the defense's lack of access to bin al-Shib's interrogation to a higher court. He's also seeking transcripts from the interrogation of another terrorism suspect, Mohamed Zamar, who reportedly has been questioned by U.S. and Moroccan officials. A verdict in the trial of El Moutassadik is not expected for at least several weeks. Emily Harris, NPR News, Hamburg.